Chapter 72. Vance settling by means of lawsuits, all I can say of them is that I wish they had the reward I'd give them. I wish they had the reward that every kind and generous heart would be inclined to bestow upon them. Said the gratified Mrs. Bartle. Amen to that, replied Sam, and a fat and happy livin' they'd get out of it. Wish you good night, ladies. To the great relief of Mrs. Sanders, Sam was allowed to depart without any reference, on the part of the hostess, to the potatoes and toasted cheese, to which the ladies, with such juvenile assistance as Master Bartle could afford, soon afterwards rendered the amplest justice. Indeed, they wholly vanished before their strenuous exertions. Mr. Weller wended his way back to the George and Vulture, and faithfully recounted to his master such indications of the sharp practice of Dodson and Fogg as he had contrived to pick up in his visit to Mrs. Bartle's. An interview with Mr. Perker, next day, more than confirmed Mr. Weller's statement, and Mr. Pickwick was fain to prepare for his Christmas visit to Dingley Dell, with the pleasant anticipation that some 2 or 3 months afterwards, an action brought against him for damages sustained by reason of a breach of promise of marriage, would be publicly tried in the Court of Common Pleas. The plaintiff having all the advantages derivable, not only from the force of circumstances, but from the sharp practice of Dodson and Fogg to boot. Gutenberg edition. End of chapter.